A series of education workshops, along with opportunities for volunteer involvement, are taking place this week throughout New York State. Activities along the Lake Erie and Lake Ontario Basin include learning to identify and remove invasive species. Andrea Locke is from Western New York PRISM, one of the groups sponsoring the event. She says it's important to stop invasives before they take hold.
One of the reasons we have Invasive Species Awareness Week is, unfortunately, we don't generally notice the species until they're causing significant harm to our environment. And so by trying to get everyone in the region to be able to recognize new species coming in, we can address them as soon as they arrive.
Now, there are more than 180 invasive species in the Great Lakes region, and though the number entering the Great Lakes has slowed, a new report shows they're still causing damage.
So invasive species have wide-ranging impacts on not only our environment, but our economy and even human health. We've seen impacts on recreation ability, for sure. We've seen loss of biodiversity.
The State of the Great Lakes report rated all of the Great Lakes poorly when it came to aquatic invasives. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.